For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The U.S. is preparing to experience this summer's blockbuster show, the first coast-to-coast total solar eclipse in 99 years. As day turns briefly to night, humans and animals alike will have a diversity of reactions based on our internal clocks. Lisa Autry spoke to two astronomers who have witnessed total solar eclipses and say the experience is almost indescribable.
While solar eclipses aren't uncommon, this one is significant. Not only is it a total solar eclipse, meaning the moon will completely blot out the sun, it will also be visible in portions of 14 states, from Oregon to South Carolina. Many eclipses are only visible from remote parts of the globe. Fred Espenak is known as the ultimate eclipse chaser. He's seen 27 total eclipses, and from every continent. During a lecture at Hopkinsville Community College this summer, he talked about seeing his first total eclipse in 1970 as a young astronomer.
I thought I was prepared, but when the moon shadow came above the horizon, swept over me, and I was plunged into that twilight, it changed my life. The beauty of it was just overwhelming, and when it was over, I knew that this could not be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I had to see it again.
The now-retired NASA astrophysicist says the experience is hard to put into words, but offers what he calls a pale rendition.
During the eclipse, the sky is about as dark as it gets about a half hour after sunset, when you have a very deep twilight. But you are plunged into that twilight in 30 seconds, and your eyes haven't quite adjusted to it, so it seems darker than it actually is. You react to it. Your inner core says, this is not right. This is unusual. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And you get a very visceral reaction to this event. The hair on the back of your neck stands up. You get goosebumps. And it's surprising that you get these physiological reactions to the eclipse. And you can easily understand how people thousands of years ago saw one of these eclipses, and they thought it was the end of the world.
Espenak says he's witnessed spectators weeping and on their knees praying during total eclipses. This was Espenak watching a solar eclipse a year ago while aboard a cruise ship in Indonesia. It was also in Indonesia last year when Western Kentucky University astronomy professor Richard Gelderman saw his first total eclipse as part of a NASA research project.
When I went to Indonesia, it was for science reasons, but coming back, what I recognize is it was a human experience.
Dr. Gelderman recalls being on the equator and sweating heavily just minutes before the eclipse, and then...
The temperature dropped a total of about 15 degrees, and that's a huge difference. Your body notices that. So it's not just what you see, it's what you feel.
It's also what you hear, or actually don't hear.
In the equator in Indonesia, there had been bugs for days and days and days, just a constant sound of bugs. All of a sudden, all the insects freaked out and shut up. And for the first time, it was silence.
Stationed in a rural area of Indonesia, Professor Gelderman watched cows head into barns and chickens into their coops as they do at night. In the U.S., on Monday, the path of totality, meaning total darkness, begins in the Pacific Ocean, crosses the U.S., and ends down in the Atlantic Ocean. All of North America will get a partial eclipse, but only a narrow path will get totality. The last total eclipse in Kentucky was in 1869. The next one isn't far away, in April 2024, but Espenak says it will only be seen in the extreme western part of the state, and the weather prospects aren't as favorable that time of year. For most, the August 21st eclipse will be a once-in-a-lifetime show, and it's a bargain. The Monday matinee requires no tickets, just special viewing glasses, and maybe some good vibes for clear skies. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.